You are now tuned into the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth, only on the QC Amplified Network, the place where real people tell real stories through real conversation. Be sure to visit the website QCAmplified.com, where you can watch and listen to more from the network. But right now, let's get into it. All right, this is the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth. We're live at the Charlotte Business Owner Networking event. This podcast booth brought to you by Podcast Titans, where they help you plan, produce, and publish your podcast. Visit PodcastTitans.com for more. And I want to welcome my guest, Miss Melissa. Look at that smile on her. She looks like she's excited to be here. She does roofing. She gets up on top of roofs.
I do.
Really?
I do. I carry a ladder around in my van, and I get on roofs.
Okay. Hey, I did home inspections for a little bit. I'm not getting on the roof.
It's tough.
I'm not getting up there.
You got to have the cougar paws, though. Cougar paws are the roofing boots. Keeps you safe up there.
Oh, I've heard of those.
Yeah.
What are you doing here at this event?
You know, I just actually really love being around people. Okay. And I have to sit either in front of only one other person during the day a lot of the time. Or
who's that?
My husband.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's good. No, but I just would love to just get to know some other like-minded people, and that's why I'm here.
I like how you asked that question and you just kind of relaxed and you settled into it like, okay, yeah, we're doing this. Like, I like that. How'd you get into roofing?
So my husband is an unlimited GC.
Okay.
And so he said I need some help. So I joined him because I had about 13 years of homeschooling our kids. And I thought, all right, well, I can utilize, you know, what we've already built. And I learned everything about roofing that I could in that time frame.
So what's the name of the company?
Mitten and Company.
Okay.
Our last name.
Okay.
Yep.
So he started out, he was the one really doing all of the...
Yep.
So and then you just came in and joined him and helped him.
Yep.
So what's your role in the business?
I'll back up a little bit. So we do a lot with multifamily commercial. And then we hold the city of Charlotte. We have a contract with them with the airport. So we do all their exterior needs.
Money out here. Airport?
Yeah, no new construction. I know they're all about the new construction over there.
No,
but, we
new
do
construction?
All,
nah, yeah. We're talking about airport.
Yeah. And then last year I launched our residential division. So that's really been my kind of baby this past year.
Okay. So what was your experience in before? You just a stay-at-home mom?
So I was actually an RN.
Okay.
And then I homeschooled our five kids.
That sounds tough.
It was way tougher than what I'm doing now.
I bet. In your business, what season are you guys in? Are you guys in a growth season? Are you guys scaling? Are you guys, what are you guys at right now?
Yeah, so great question. So roofing and a lot of like home services right now are going through a really uncomfortable phase because of AI. What it's done to when you used to go on Google and search for a business or a company or something you want to learn more about, they now have an AI overview, which means 60% of people who are used to click into our things don't anymore. And so they're getting their answer in that two-sentence summary, and it's really hurt a lot of, you know, especially the home industry services. And so one big thing that I'm doing is transitioning our roofing company to be what lines up more with what our generation and millennials, Gen X, is how they want to see a roof inspection, how they want to buy a roof, how they want to do all of that, which is behind a screen, and they want options. They don't want the in-your-home sales presentation that takes 2 hours. So that's really what I've been developing.
What does that look like?
So that looks like really clear videos. So you type in a message on our website and say, hey, I've got a roof leak, or I need a new roof because my insurance company said I did. Then you get a message from me right away that's a video of me that tells you what to expect and when we're going to be there and how it's going to look and what your options are. And what's really unique about what we do is I really see us as roof educators. You know, roofing is sometimes an industry that gets the stigma of being really pushy, you know, and fear-based. And so I really like to see us as educators. So we give a lot of options. And one of the things that we offer is a treatment called RoofMax, which is a sprayed-on application that goes on the roof that's a maintenance product. So it extends the life of your roof without having to buy a new roof. and it's about a quarter of the price of a roof replacement. So that's one option that we go with, and then also just really good clear communication. So saying, hey, this is what's going on, these are your options, and let us know what we can do to help. And not any of that pushy kind of, you know, that piece.
So what is it about you guys that makes you special? Like, why wouldn't I go to the other roofers down the street, Jim's Roofing?
Yeah, so a couple big things. And really for anyone who wants to learn anything about people being on your roof, got to make sure they're licensed and insured. I mean, anyone can actually get on a roof, right? And they can do some work, and then there's a certain amount of work they can do before they shouldn't be on your roof. And just our technicians and our guys, like our crew, they're very skilled, and they've had the training that they need and that to be qualified to do the roof work, so that you can really trust it. And that's why, I mean, to have the city of Charlotte pick us out of all the roofing vendors in Charlotte, like it's
that's
pretty,
all they need on the market.
That's right.
Hey, we built the airport. That should be on your car right there. Hey, we built the airport. What else do we need?
Well, we did build the airport. We take care of the airport.
Hey, that's got to be fun and interesting. How was it working with the city of Charlotte?
It's great. Yeah, I mean, they have a great team that keeps everything kind of, you know, moving for us, and it's a well-oiled machine at this point. So.
What about your team? How many people do you have? You guys have?
So
team?
We have 13 full-time employees that are payroll, and then we have about 40 other crews that work around us and that we do work with.
Okay. Watch this. Somebody get it with this, Hazel. Watch this. What is kick out flashing?
Say it again.
Kick out flashing. What is that?
Kick out flashing.
Kick out flashing.
On the roof?
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're coming on the outside part of the roof. And it comes off of that transition from the roof from the siding to the roof line.
All right.
I got to look at it all.
Cool.
Yeah, nail pops, you know.
Nail pops, yeah. How are people finding you guys?
Our website, Instagram, Facebook, that's really what we've been working on right now. So until I launched our residential division, we haven't had to market. So that's been, it's been organic growth with our HOA communities, and that's been great. So it's been a little tougher in the residential side.
What are you doing for that on the residential side?
So we just started a new company that's building out our website that is really focused on the home services, and they push our lead creation and generation of the content, and so we're just trying out some new stuff right now, actually.
So residential, you guys going to be like building like small development?
No. Just I mean residential. Cover? I just mean like single family homes.
Okay.
So you know you've got a roof, you own it, and you own your own home, and you need a new roof. You know, do you call Guy Roofing? Do you call Mitten and Company? Do you call Jack down the street? And it's a little bit more cutthroat.
Okay. Speaking of which, how do you keep up with those guys, your competitors?
I like to believe so. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we service about 150 HOA communities in Charlotte. And then, you know, City of Charlotte chose us, so.
Again. She said, let me clear.
Yeah.
All right. Last thing, how can people find you? I mean, I guess you guys are. So what is it that you want to push? You want to talk about the residential stuff? Is that something?
Yeah, I mean, I think residential side is big for me. You know, it's I'd love to be able to get in front of a lot of other homeowners and just educate them more.
How can people find you on that?
Instagram, Facebook, mittenandcompany.com.
Okay. You said educator. Do you guys have a YouTube channel?
We do not. Solid idea, though. We've talked about a podcast before, but a YouTube channel is probably the way to go. You know a person who does that kind of stuff?
Hey, it was a pleasure talking to you.
You
Thank
too.
You so much.
Thank you.